5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. And can anybody explain to me why Mark Warner, with his mealy-mouthed sort of condemnation of what happened in D.C. last night, claiming it was all political, why... after an attack at a Jewish event at a Jewish venue looking for Jewish victims, why does he work the phrase Islamophobia into that? We'll dive into that a little bit more tomorrow. I promise you. Believe me, we'll do it tomorrow. I gotta go and get the rest of that audio and see if there's any context. I can't imagine there is, but I want to be as responsible as possible. Also tomorrow, as I do every year leading up to Memorial Day, I want to share the story of the four chaplains with you. It's another personal thing near and dear to me because as a little kid, my dad was actually honored at the Chapel of the Four Chaplains. It was then located in North Philadelphia. It's now down at the old Navy Yard, as I understand it, in South Philly. But there's a very serious connection to Philadelphia. And the story of the four chaplains who perished on board the Dorchester is one that just it's a very solid and solemn reminder of what Memorial Day is really all about. It is not about hitting the beach, unless you were talking about Normandy. It's not about firing up the grill. I mean, you can do all those things. I'm not telling you to take it away and spend your day doing something else. I understand people have a long weekend and people are going to take moments to enjoy it. But all I'm asking you is take a couple of moments to remember the real reason for Memorial Day, why we have Memorial Day, why we observe Memorial Day, why it's not appropriate to say, have a happy Memorial Day. And one of the things that's happening on Monday at the Virginia War Memorial is a day-long event. It's into the night, but you'll have opportunities to pop in when it's convenient for you to be part of this. I'm so excited about it. Jeb Hochman is joining us. Jeb is he's just a rock-solid guy, and everybody, I think, at this point knows Jeb. He's been a frequent guest here. Very, very, very good human being. And has some details on what's going to happen Monday at the Virginia War Memorial. Jeb, thank you for being here, my friend.
Well, thanks for letting me be on, but that was quite an introduction. I'm glad I'm rock solid. A lot of people do know me, and maybe they wouldn't say that, but I do appreciate it, Jeb.
I would say the tails are tipped, in favor of rock solid. Don't worry about that. Tell us a little bit. What is it that the Virginia War Memorial has in store for Monday?
Well, Monday is, of course, one of the biggest days, if not the biggest day of the year, at the Virginia War Memorial. We'll have the 69th Commonwealth Memorial Day ceremony, which will be held from 11 to a little after noon. And, of course, we invite everybody to come to that down at an outside event there at the memorial. But this year, we're doing something really different. And I'm kind of excited about it, and it wasn't my idea, but when I heard about it, and it was the idea of the staff people like Suzanne and Catherine and Dr. Mountcastle and the others at the War Memorial, we're going to have a thing called the Say Their Names Marathon. Yeah. And what this consists of is, you know, there's nearly 12,000 names that are inscribed on the walls of the Shrines of Memory down there. I hope most people who are listening have been there to see the Shrines of Memory. And these are the names of Virginians who have died defending our country from World War II through today. Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're having a marathon, and we're going to read their names. Not only will the names be seen on the wall, we're going to read me and you. You're going to be involved. Yes. And around 250 people going to read the names starting at the beginning of every name on that wall, so people can hear their names, say their names, let them be remembered.
It is a brilliant idea. I'm a little shocked that it wasn't your idea, because you are known for birthing some pretty amazing ideas. But the team there, the Virginia War Memorial, Jeb, these are devoted, passionate people. They care so much about each and every one of those names, because they know that each and every one of those names was a human being and had a family and had neighbors. And gosh, what an absolutely stellar idea to read each and every name.
I think it's pretty amazing. And as you know, and there are actually some places left. We've been having a thing where people can go online. There are about 40 spots left, believe it or not, out of about 270 spots. Wow. Each person's going to read 50 names.
Okay.
And we're going to read the, you know, people are going to start, and they've already calculated that it'll take till probably a little after midnight, maybe 1 a.m. on okay. Tuesday morning to read all the names. And in fact, you're going to be reading. I double-checked because I think you and I are reading about the same time.
Right.
You're one of the first readers. You're number 12.
Okay.
When it starts about 12:45, and you're going to be on, you're supposed to read starting about 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told to tell you to make sure you come early because, you know, there'll be a lot of people there. Hope you can come about a half hour early. But you're going to be number 12, and you'll see a lot of people you know there. There's, of course, a lot of Gold Star families. There's other people from TV and radio that mm-hmm. have asked to do it here in town. Greg McQuaid, Janine Samuels, Rob Cardwell from over Channel 6, and just a lot of people. But it's going to take a lot of people. But people are also invited, hopefully, to come to the ceremony. And they can also come, even if they're not reading, and be there as people are reading through midnight.
Wow. It is such a, I'm going to say wonderful, and wonderful, you know, it's sad that we have to do this in many ways, but we are doing it, and that's what's inspirational, better than wonderful. It's inspirational. Now, you're telling me, Jeb, that at this late point, just a couple of days before it, there are still some openings available, so I'm assuming that's going to be, you know, a little bit later in the day. What should somebody do if they're hearing this, Jeb, and they're going, hey, I want to help?
We'd love to have you. If you'd like to volunteer as a reader, you need to go online and register. You go to www.va, just the letters V and A, warmemorial.org, and go online, and you'll see a place that's registered to be a reader.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it's been amazing. There's not that many left, but there are a number left that evening, especially not real late. There's a
okay.
lot of early evening spots left.
Okay.
One way or the other, they're going to be filled in because we're
sure.
going to make sure someone is reading these names.
Absolutely.
But what a great way to honor these people, say their names. It's one thing to see them on that wall,
yep.
and that's pretty impressive and gets to you. It gets to me when I see them. But I reading their names out loud in the wonderful confines there of the beautiful Shrine of Memory with the Statue of Memory.
Yeah.
Overlooking Richmond there at the Virginia War Memorial. What a great tribute to these heroes, these fallen heroes of Virginia.
Yeah, you know, Jeb, people talk about folks dying twice in many ways. You know, first you're going to die physically, and then if people forget your name, it's a second death. And so for everybody that's part of this now to be part of keeping those names alive, if you will, saying the names out loud, just reminding people, because as impressive as it is down there at the Shrine of Memory, and I, as you know, I've been there many times, and, mm-hmm. and God willing, I'll be there many times more. It's so impressive. Sometimes it's almost overwhelming. But to have one individual take time to read the names, and you can focus and you can say, oh, my gosh, I know somebody named Jeb or Katz. Yeah, that maybe he's related to that Katz in Hanover or whatever. This is, God, I love what the Virginia War Memorial does anyway. And this just it doubles down, my friend. I'm so thrilled by what we're going to be able to be part of.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to do. And in fact, Dr. Mountcastle brought up that same quote you did about saying people's names is where this came from. The interesting thing is, if you know, is that the names are by the conflict, starting with World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and on. But they're on there, on the wall, by county or city of where they came from. And I always was, when I was had an office down there, I was always amazed and loved to take people from out of town, from other parts of Virginia. And I take them back, and where are you from? Well, I'm from Bedford. I'm from Accomack. I'm from this county. Well, come here. Here's the names of the people on the wall, the heroes from your county. And invariably, that person would say, you know, I know that name. I know that family. And it really brings it home. I mean, I can't believe anybody in Virginia down there won't see somebody they know of or know of the family and get to hear their names, and they deserve to be remembered. So we're looking forward to a very it's a solemn occasion, but it isn't, because it's a celebration and remembrance and honor of these great, great fallen heroes, men and women, that are honored every day at the War Memorial.
No doubt. Jeb, I appreciate you being here. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monday. That is my friend Jeb Hockman. And there's a handful of spots left. I can't believe it, this close to the event. If you would like to be one of the volunteer readers, then do it. Seriously, it's going to be in the evening. It's apparently early evening is when the openings still are. So reach out. I'm going to make sure we get all of this posted online. You'll be able to go back and make sure you have the right website, etc. But by all means, let's do our part to honor those heroes. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.